Hey, Wisconsin caregivers. November is National Family Caregiver Month. This is the time to recognize the millions of family caregivers across the nation. Did you know there are over 53 million family caregivers providing unpaid care each year, which is an economic value totaling more than $470 billion? Roughly 1 in 7 Americans will become a caregiver at any given time. Without family caregivers, more than 2/3 of Americans would not get the help they need. So if you're not currently a caregiver, there is a high likelihood that you will become a caregiver at some point in your life, or you will need a caregiver as you age. This year's theme for National Family Caregiver Month is caregiving around the clock, because that is what it takes to be a family caregiver: around-the-clock dedication and responsibility. This is especially true for working caregivers. These are individuals who are caring for someone in their lives while working another paid job. Be on the lookout for an upcoming episode featuring the stories of working caregivers here in Wisconsin. For now, I want to share some information about a resource that all family caregivers should know about: the National Family Caregiver Support Program and the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Family Caregiver Support Program. These programs can be accessed by contacting your county or tribal aging office or the Aging and Disability Resource Center in your area. They are intended to provide limited or short-term respite, information, support, and other resources to family caregivers. When I say respite, I mean services that offer a brief period of relief or break for a caregiver. This could be in-home care for a loved one, day center services, overnight facility-based care, or even chore services. Other services and items that these programs could provide include transportation, assistive devices like bed alarms or alert systems, incontinence supplies, emergency response systems, or minor home modifications like ramps and grab bars. There are eligibility requirements. For the National Family Caregiver Support Program, you are eligible if you're a caregiver who provides unpaid care to a person age 60 or older, or if you care for a person of any age who has Alzheimer's disease or a dementia diagnosis. Grandparents or relatives age 55 and older are also eligible if they're the primary caregiver for a child under the age of 19 or caregiving for a person aged 19 to 59 with a long-term disability. There are no fees or income requirements to enroll in the National Family Caregiver Support Program. For the Alzheimer's Family Caregiver Support Program, eligibility is based on a person having a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or dementia. The person with dementia must reside in the community or a home setting, so not in a nursing home, and that person's household must have a gross income of $48,000 or less. Some deductions for dementia-related care may allow a household to meet the income limit. These programs are a huge resource for family caregivers, and now that you know a little about them, find out more by contacting your county or tribal aging office or the Aging and Disability Resource Center near you. If you live in La Crosse County, you can reach out to a caregiver support coordinator by calling 608-785-5700 or send an email to adrc@lacrossecounty.org. Caregivers, take some time to celebrate yourself this month. You deserve recognition for what you do, and just remember, you are the safety net for your loved ones and the community. There are a lot of people who need help from someone else every day. Sometimes it's a little, and sometimes it's a lot. You are there when others need you most, and your community thanks you.